holy Ashtaf does go on Beis Hamikdash, obviously, and it speaks about it is a constant refrain. Va'atam mali poi, malididi poi, va'yei ivu moishav poi. It's a constant refrain on the word poi, on all of the poya moidi modi and mali poi, on. On Dafka, that word, and so on. Obviously, the word poi is referring to Beis Hamikdash, and he's leading, and he brings a different psukim that are meramis to this inyan of it. I want to try a little bit to explain the nekuda of poi, what it means. The word poi eishev ki v'siha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says the mokon where the Shechinah's misave to be is poi. Part of this world is that everything, in order for it to exist, needs a makom. And a makom is mitzarev to the person. That's who he is. Maral says this, that's why many times a Tana or an Amir is mentioned from a place, in a get, shema makom, because the makom is part of the person. Kaviyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he brought his presence into this world, everything within this world has to fit into the parameters of this world. And there's a poi. Just to give a side thing, it's Echoni Amagol. When he came, when he woke up again, he wasn't in his element, and he asked to die because he didn't have a makom. I'm sure they let him sleep somewhere. I'm sure they did something for him, but there was no poi. It wasn't his makom anymore. His generation passed on, and b'meila, if there's no poi, if there's no makom, then things can't survive. The Beis Hamikdash, poi eishev ki v'siha, means that all the pois, that everything in the world, everything in the world has a makom, and Hashros Hashchina has a makom. Anything in this world that doesn't have a makom doesn't exist within this world. The Beis Hamikdash was the poi of all of the inyanim ruchniyim. We'll ask ourselves, well, okay, you don't have Beis Hamikdash, you can sit and learn, you can do avodah, you can be Eved Hashem, you can do chesed, all the wonderful things. But things that are disembodied, things that are not rooted, don't exist. You can pull out a plant and it looks nice and fresh, it wilts. The mitzias of this world, it says in, it's interesting, the Rambam, when he speaks about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, he says it's in Yerushalayim on the Har Abayis specifically. He gives Yerushalayim as a location, even though it's not really necessary. Har Abayis is only one Har Abayis, but everything resides in this world has a mitzias only if it has a makom. So just like an neshama that doesn't have a guf has no mitzias in this world, ruchnius in its cholistic sense that doesn't have a makom. Poi is a description of something coming to its makom. And when the Beis Hamikdash is charev, the ruchnius might exist. It has no poi in this world. It has no focal point. It has no place to root. And b'meila, it doesn't. We have nothing from it. Kemat. Holy Ashtafta Ad Lug the Rashis in Kisei the Kovel Tsarfai Lomalo Netzach Shudat Beat Shay.